Thank you for listening to another Tucker's Corner podcast episode. Today, I'll be joined by my good friend, Johnny Miller, and we will be talking about our top five strikers in the world. If you enjoy this, stick around for the end to hear about the next episode on Tucker's Corner podcast. Thanks again for all your support through this journey, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Five strikers in the world, and it is my pleasure to have my good friend Johnny Miller with me. Johnny, how are you doing, man?
I'm great, buddy. Thank you for having me.
I'm how are good. You doing? I'm good. Thanks for being here. Johnny is at college at Virginia Tech, so we are 5 hours away from each other right now, maybe five and a half, and doing this. So excited to be here, Johnny.
Oh, love talking about soccer. I can go for hours. So
yeah. So
it's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the people about yourself, Johnny?
All right, well, let's see. I've played soccer since I was about four or so. Played with Tucker for, I don't even know how long you and I have played together. Probably since, eight-ish and then something like that. I don't know. But I played soccer for a while. I played at Anson River and Golden Bowl. And now I'm just at college at Virginia Tech. I'm undecided major, but I'm figuring out what I'm going to do. But, you know, still love the game, even if I'm not playing right now.
Yeah, of course. Johnny here is a Man United supporter, and
unfortunately,
and I am a Liverpool supporter, so I guess we can still be friends after yesterday's game.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I was pretty surprised. Originally, my gut was, they're going to batter us at least 4-0. De Gea was supposed to be out, all this stuff. But then, with just the way we started, you know how United is against you guys. Like, we could suck so bad, but we'll still give you a run for your money. So as soon as we scored, I knew it was gonna be tough, but you guys just lost momentum. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah. Well, we would have loved to have Salah, but it's good to see Alisson back. So yeah, it was a good match. But yeah, you ready to get into it?
Yeah, sure.
All
thing,
right,
man.
So like I said, top five strikers in the world. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first with number five?
So do you want to do it? Okay, number
yeah,
five.
Just,
that's what I was gonna
you're
ask.
You're number right. five. I can do mine. If you want to go first or what?
Okay, so I'll start, but my top five does not include Ronaldo or Mbappe. They'll be honorably included.
Okay.
I went for pure number
sure,
nines.
Yeah, me too.
So my number five is Cavani.
Okay.
I feel like he often gets overshadowed because of his time with Zlatan and Neymar and now Mbappe and all this, but man still gets buckets. Like, I don't know if you've seen him for Uruguay. He has the second most Uruguay goals, only behind Suarez. And, you know, who's, of course, spoiler alert, going to feature on the list. But in Ligue 1, I think he has the second most goals. But I think now he actually has the most goals for PSG. I'm pretty sure that's actually what it is now. Because originally everyone was saying Zlatan was going to take that. But Cavani actually ended up having the most. So
yeah, I would definitely, say he's, you know, a legend for sure.
Yeah, he's got to be on the list. I couldn't deny him. I feel like he always gets kind of left out. Like, I mean, even in Champions League and stuff, everybody just kind of ignores him, but he just still does his job.
Yeah, sure.
I'd take him United.
I think he's really.
Yeah, for sure. That's the big thing. Yeah, I mean, man just at least gets 20 plus goals a season for the past at least six now.
He kind of.
Because, I mean, in Ligue 1, he has 136 goals in just 189 appearances. Like, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not bad.
Sure. He's been he's been very consistent, I feel like. And especially with – I feel like with Uruguay, he's just been so good, like, in the World Cup and stuff. But
– oh, yeah. Always a big name that, like, can be counted on to perform. I mean, I remember watching the 2014 World Cup. Oh, what game – was that Uruguay versus Colombia? I can't –
yeah.
Cannot remember where he scored that filthy volley.
That was, I know James Rodriguez scored a filthy volley against Uruguay. But,
yeah, that one. But no, I know Cavani scored one. Maybe it wasn't that game, but like one of the games in the group stage. Just a filthy, like it was like 20-something yards across his body. I just remember watching him just banging. I was just like, oh, there you go.
For sure. All right. So my number five is going to be Harry Kane. So I think it was hard for me to put him in this list, honestly, because I just feel like he's the kind of player where he doesn't really, like, do all that much, but he puts himself in a place that allows him to score goals, if that makes sense. Like, he's always in and around the box and in the right place.
No, he's one of those strikers that's like, yeah, he's not very flashy, but he's one, Mr. Consistent, you know, that's the thing. And then, with getting in the right spots, like, he is always where he has to be. But honestly, I struggle to include him because I feel like he doesn't step up when needed. Like, he pushed out Lucas starting in the Champions League final against Liverpool, and what did he do? Absolutely nothing. Did you? He literally did not. He was just non-existent. He was not ready to play in that game, and he was selfish, and he just. I think if Lucas had started, it would have been a more fair game. You could have seen a 2-2 going into like a 3-2 type winner situation rather than that boring, you know.
Yeah.
End to it, but honestly, I struggle to include Harry because, like, I would honestly include Son over Harry Kane because I think Spurs without Son is a worse case than Spurs without Harry Kane.
I think Son is the best player on Tottenham Hotspur. Like, I actually 100% would say that he's the best player.
Better than Eriksen, in my opinion.
But at the same time, he isn't, you know, a true nine also. But you have to respect what Harry Kane did in the 2018 World Cup, and I think that's what pushes him into the top five on my list.
Yeah. Because that's true.
He took them to the semifinals. I mean, he scored a lot of PKs, sure, but he won the Golden Boot and he took, you know, England, which no one expected to make the semifinals. I think they would have just been happy with the quarterfinals for sure.
And it's coming home, mate.
brought them to the semifinals and won the Golden Boot. You have to respect that. And, you know, he scores goals. I mean, he scored 182 goals and 313 appearances throughout his career. So, and, you know, you just got to respect what he's done. But I'd say he's a very good striker. I'd say he's someone that we'll remember years from now. But
yeah,
I don't think he's, you know, high enough to be in the top three or anything like that, crazy like that. But yeah, if you want to give your number four, I'm ready for that.
All right, I'm interested in what your four is going to be because I have a feeling it could be the same.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Yours? No. My four may be your three or something like that. But I think he's in both of our lists. Maybe not though. I don't know.
He probably is.
Okay.
I think I know you're talking about.
So mine, it's not like he doesn't have the numbers like all the other strikers on my list. Mm. But if his club did not have him, even with the other two fabulous players they have, I don't think they would do as well. And that's Bobby Firmino.
Yeah.
Mans is so good. Okay. Like in 18 and 19, right? He only had 16 goals and 7 assists and 46 appearances. But the way he works in the box, and like you just watch any Liverpool highlight, you can go and Google it, and any goal, more than likely Firmino's gonna be involved in the previous three passes to the goal. Yeah. Like the little flicks in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, what game was that?
Ridiculous.
In the Champions League just now.
Yeah.
Was that against Napoli for the one goal he got against?
No, it wasn't Napoli. It was Oh man, I can't even remember.
Oh no, it was against Salzburg.
Yeah. And it was the little it was to Salah and he just takes the touch.
Yep, the little like side flick,
it was
like
beautiful.
The little touch
that
in.
That was brilliant.
His little
he
flicks.
In that game too.
Yeah, I know. His actual, you know, he had 10 sub-on appearances in 18-19 and still had a good, like 16 goals, 7 assists, but it's just still a solid amount. You carry that every season. That's, you know, your producer.
And what he does is beyond the numbers, I think.
Yeah, 100%. That's why he's on my list. It's just because he is so, like, if you don't have Firmino in that side, yes, Mane and Salah are filthy, you'll still do well, but he just, like, is that glue.
Yeah.
Like, he's an unselfish striker. Can you imagine if Liverpool had a selfish striker? He'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Because you already have Salah, who's very selfish. Mane's not selfish, but that's a man that's going to look to goal over a pass sometimes. Like, it's going to happen because he knows he can finish. That's fine. But if you actually had, like, a fully selfish nine, you had, like, a Ronaldo, like, even like, with that quality, I'm just saying, like, that kind of, like, mentality.
For sure.
It wouldn't be the
it
same.
Clash.
Honestly,
yeah.
He's just some good glue.
All right, so being a bad Liverpool fan, I don't have Bobby Firmino in mind. And it was really hard.
What?
It was really hard for me not to put him in there. Like, it was super hard for me not to, but at the same, like, he's almost a midfielder in a way. He's just so good though. Like, it's so hard not to put him.
Yeah, in. I feel like he is center forward. I feel like rather than the true
nine. He's a false nine. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know. I just felt like he fits in that nine role.
I can completely see why you would put them there.
He just plays it differently.
He does his job too, and that's something you have to say about Harry Kane as well. So that's why it was hard for me to make that decision. Yeah. But they both are quality. They do their jobs for their team, and yeah, I agree though. Liverpool would not be, you know, a top, you know, they wouldn't be in the top of the league without him, and they wouldn't be in the top two each year without him. So he's overlooked
for sure.
Overlooked in a lot of ways, and he showed that in that Champions League game a couple weeks ago. So,
Difference. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
sure. My fault. My number four that I have is gonna be Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay.
So
okay.
He has played 404 appearances, 226 goals, 57 assists, 0.56 goal to game ratio, and a 0.14 assisted game ratio. So he's not really known for assists, obviously. But in 2019, 51 appearances, 31 goals. He tied for the Golden Boot for the Premier League. He only has 7 assists, but he's won 7 total trophies in his career, 4 of which have been team and 3 have been individual. And I just feel like a part of that is being on Arsenal, to be honest with you. If he wasn't at Arsenal, I wonder what his career would be like, because he might not score as much and might not have the same production, yes, but he would have more trophies for sure and have more of a cemented legacy. But I just think that he's just such an all-around overall threat that you just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, that's your true pace nine right there. And you brought up his goals per game and the assists, and that's something about Firmino. So you had, Aubameyang had 0.15, right? Yeah, Firmino is 0.4 in both goals and assists. Like, so he's just like, that's just both.
Ridiculous.
It's just both. But yeah, anyways, to Aubameyang, that's so good, because I totally agree. But my issue with Aubameyang is, like, I feel like he steps up on big occasions, but it's never really enough. And maybe that's because of that, like, how he's doing at Arsenal right now with, like, that team. Like, yeah, for some reason they're in third if they beat Sheffield today, actually.
I think they're losing.
Whatever,
I think
that's... they're losing. Are they really? Sure. Oh, right. I knew it. I love Sheffield.
Me too.
Yes, come on.
I think Sheffield's awesome. Dude. I think Sheffield's awesome.
They're honestly amazing. You gotta love them. But no, so I feel like... He definitely does what's asked of him, and he gives so much. But Arsenal, he's got to go. He's got to leave Arsenal, in my opinion.
There's only so much he can do with Arsenal, too.
Can you – I'm just saying, I could see him at PSG.
Yeah, I could next year. I could see that, too.
Like, he fits that style because, like, at Arsenal, I just feel like they don't have the quality to play the perfect ball for Aubameyang, to run onto properly. And also, even in the Prem, like, he's a Prem striker, but I feel like the way the defenses play, they sit so much farther back that I feel like it's hard. But he has good dribbling.
But I love to see him in the Prem. Like, I just don't want to see him.
No, yeah. I want him to stay in the Prem.
He makes Arsenal somewhat exciting. Because if you don't... Yeah. Because if he's not there, it's like, I guess Pepe is somewhat exciting. But Pepe's finishing is home.
Yeah, but Lacazette's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. But he has.
I just can't believe that they don't do more. Like, when you actually look at Arsenal's attack, like, just for
ridiculous.
A second, let's talk. It's like, that was that attack. Aubameyang was nearly 100 mil. He's like 80 something. Pepe was 76. And Lacazette was 50 something easily. Like, come.
It's ridiculous.
Like, that is so expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's quality. Like, that is proven quality. Pepe last year, Farmers League, but destroyed it. I mean, he did. And he's only, what, 20-something, 21, 22? Really, really young. Yeah, but Aubameyang and Lacazette, those guys have
the
numbers.
They've proven it, yeah.
Like, they do. And I don't see the consistency that, like, they used to have at their former clubs. Like, it's just, Aubameyang, yes, he got the gold. Didn't he get Golden Boot last year?
Yeah, he tied.
Yeah.
With Mane.
That's what I thought. It was a four-way tie. Mane, or no, Aguero.
Three-way. It was Mane, Salah, and Aubameyang. It was three-way.
Yeah. So he's getting the goals. I just feel like the club he's at, it doesn't seem
it hurts,
you know,
a
like,
bit.
Like, he's doing so much, but I struggle to be like, yeah, he's my top five striker, because, like, I just don't see him with any success lately besides personal. Like, personal, yes, man's is balling. Yeah. But, like, I feel like he deserves some club, like, you know, reward. Like, I would say come to United, but it's not going to be much better. But, all right. Do you want to go to number
three?
Yeah,
you want me to go or you want to go?
You can guess. You do this one.
All right. So my number three is going to be Luis Suarez. Good old
okay.
519 appearances, 342 goals, 162 assists. He's got a 0.66 goal to game ratio and a 0.31 assist to game ratio. Game ratio. Last year, 49 appearances and 25 goals and 11 assists. And he's won 18 team titles and 7 personal titles. And he's also an Olympian. So, like, he's pretty much done it all. You name it, he has done it. He's played in the Premier League, La Liga, and he's proven himself for Uruguay as well. I mean, this is where we get into some real, real good players. Like, real, real.
Yeah, so.
Some legends.
Well, then, spoiler alert, my number two is Suarez. Okay. Out of the way. So, your three, okay. My two. I 100% agree, man. He is so class. Honestly, even back at Liverpool, he was that replacement for Fernando Torres that was needed, and he really stepped in. Honestly, Liverpool should have won a league back when he was there, but that's Gerrard. I mean, we could get into the slip and all that if we really wanted to. I just that alone baffles me, so I won't go on that tangent. But no, Suarez is so good. He actually has the third most goals in the FIFA Club World Cup, and so. You know, he's only been at Barcelona since what now? What was it, 2014?
Yeah, I want to say 2014, yeah.
Yeah. And he has the fifth most Barcelona goals in history, and he has, like, 184 official, 195 confirmed. Jeez. Or something. Or, non-official. But, yeah, like, and that's only since 2014. Yeah, that's really not that. Six seasons. Really good, like, fifth most Barcelona goals. Like, that's a lot. Mans has scored so. And he was in a. He's won the Golden Boot. He won it 3 years ago, something like that. 60-something goals, I believe. I can't remember. I know he did a lot in one season.
Yeah.
I think that was the 2014 World Cup year. What was that? What year was that? I think it was 2016.
Trying to find it. He was Liga top goal scorer. Let me see. I don't know if he was ever the World Cup Golden Boot winner.
Oh, I just mean the, FIFA Golden Boot, the general one. The Golden Shoe, the European one. I think he had it. Yeah, he won it. He's won two European Golden Shoes.
That's
2015-16.
That's impressive. To win two of those, too, as well. And this time, too, where there's just Messi, Ronaldo, and everyone else scoring.
Yep, he has 40 goals in 2015-2016 to win the European Shoe most recently. So a lot. Yeah. I mean, man scores a lot of, like, that's Cristiano Ronaldo Messi numbers. Like, that's what
and
that is.
What I was
and one other guy.
When I was looking at what I was looking at was the 2015-2016 La Liga Golden Boot. That's what I was seeing. Sorry. He scored.
Oh no, he won it the same same year.
He scored 40 goals in La Liga, which is pretty good. And then 2013-14 in the Premier League, he scored 31, which got him the Golden Boot there. So he's won the Golden Boot in three different leagues.
Eredivisie as well.
So,
like, that's stupid.
That's not easy to do at all.
He goes to leagues and he does what is needed.
And I think that's
That's where I struggled to, like, not have Zlatan on this list, but, like, since we're doing, like, present, like, striker, like, current form, I feel like I couldn't do it. But for still playing strikers, that's like a similar reason I would fit in a Zlatan here. It's just the consistency across leagues is ridiculous.
Yeah, if you look at all time,
I mean, you can even ignore the MLS. Like, you even ignore his MLS.
Yeah.
You don't even need that.
Yeah.
Man's still got buckets across, like, every league. but yeah, Suarez, definitely. I mean, this season alone, he's already starting off strong. I think he's, what, 8 goals and 10 appearances or something like that? And he's not even been playing that much because he's injured.
6 goals and 10 appearances is what I have right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and then for Aubameyang, I had 8 goals and 10 appearances, which is good, too.
Yeah.
So,
yes. And Suarez not even playing because he's been hurt. Yeah. So is Messi. It's just been Griezmann-like.
He scored 2 goals in the Champions League.
Yeah, against, no. That game was so good. Inter.
Against Inter, yes.
What a game.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, I love watching that. That was so good.
That was a great game.
Champions League comes back this week.
Yes, doesn't it?
Thank God.
Can't wait.
Oh, I'm excited for that. Wait, doesn't Spurs are playing Red Star and they're gonna lose. Calling it. They tied to Watford and they shouldn't have even tied. They should have lost. Did you see that?
Oh, it was terrible officiating.
Did you see that?
Horrible officiating. Should have been a PK.
Like, they're gonna call it against Liverpool, but they're not.
Should have been a PK in the first half. Dele was fouled. Second half, should not have been a goal for Dele Alli. It was a handball. It was off his arm.
Yeah.
It's clear. Yeah. It's so clear, too. It's like.
And then, what's funny is, like, that one was so horribly clear. And then the Mane is so obviously accidental that, like, Lindelof even gets possession. Yeah. But they're like. The calls go the opposite ways they should. Like, Mane should have... I think his goal should have counted. As a United fan, his goal should have counted. Because the way they describe the handball rule is super stupid, but it's something like, basically, if the ball touches your arm and falls into your possession or whatever, or even into an opponent's possession and then back into yours, it's still a handball. It's like, I don't...
If it, like, alters really, the play in any sort of way, whether you mean it or not.
Yeah. And that's just kind of like lame, because even with Mane, you can watch that his eyes are actually on his thigh and the ball. He's not even looking at his arm. Like, it's obvious his thigh to hit the ball. It misses his thigh and it just dinks his arm. His arm's like away from the body. Like, it's not away from the body and like towards the ball, but away from the ball. And it's just, and Dele Alli, like,
that was like goal.
But anyway, sorry, that was random rant.
Yeah,
about...
but it's true. It was ridiculous.
No, yeah, they made me mad watching that this weekend. I got so upset. I was like, if Man United's going to suffer, at least Spurs should suffer. But, you know. All right, so my number three was Aguero. And I have a feeling he may be your number two.
Aguero. Please.
Is he not on your list?
No, he's on my list. He's on my list. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I'm just not going to spoil anything. I'm just like, Aguero number three just seems a bit disrespectful to me, but please explain.
Well, Suarez is my number two. We already said that. I hold Suarez above just a little bit more because he's played, again, across the multiple leagues. He's done more Champions League. He has more trophies, more personal accolades. Like, man, I mean, yes, Aguero has a lot of them. Suarez has more. And Suarez just shows the skill across, you know, the multiple leagues, obviously winning multiple golden boots in opposite leagues, excuse me. But still, it was hard to put Aguero that low because he does have the 6 most Prem goals in history with like 172. Yeah. And this season, he already has 10 goals in the league. But then again, that could be said of like a Mane or a Salah. And that's what's so funny is these guys across the leagues are just putting up these stupid numbers like that we've never seen, but it's all over the place that it's like when we look at, oh, he's only at 10 goals this season in like 19 appearances, like, oh, what about, like, no, that normally that's would be such a big deal. Like, that is, that's almost, that's better than 0.5 per game, or, you know, goals per game. And but just because we're so used to seeing these 40-plus goal seasons, it's just like, oh, well, he's just on track for doing that again, as if it's not a huge deal. But, no, yeah, so that's just my number three. I didn't really, like, the top three was hard for me. Well, top two. Three and two were hard for me to sort. But, all right, so now your two, right?
Yeah, my two is going to be Robert Lewandowski.
Okay.
Yeah. And for me, two and one were kind of hard to decide. I mean, the top three was hard for me to decide, to be completely honest. But Lowy's just—he's just so good. I mean, he just like—he just flies under the radar. Sometimes I feel like surprises you. Like, he just always surprises me. 476 appearances, 330 goals, 68 assists. He's got a 0.69 goals to game ratio. And the reason I couldn't put him above Aguero is the Bundesliga. That's a big reason why, because he bags goals, but the Bundesliga is just not at all close to the Premier League. It just really isn't.
That's,
I mean,
true. That is,
I'm
very
pretty sure Bayern lost like four games and tied like, you know, a handful, at least like five or six, I want to say, last year, and won the league. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What, Liverpool lost one game all year and, you know, tied a few and they got second.
They didn't win.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So it's so obvious how much better that the Premier League is. But
I mean that's for pretty much every top flight league. It's just so like you do have quality across the boards. Like honestly, the one that I think that gets closest to the Prem is probably the Serie A. But even then, Juve is just too good. But like beneath Juve, the competition's like similar.
But
you know,
low key, Inter's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, Juve's still dominating, but that battle between Inter, Napoli, Lazio, Roma, AC Milan, you know, there's enough quality there that it's similar, but it's still not the same. Because, you know, if you look at the Prem, you can go and see on the weekend Norway beat Man City, what was that, 4-1?
Yeah.
Like, or 3-1.
3-1, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, still, I want it to be 4-1. Mm-hmm. But, and then, you know, United just tied Liverpool 1-1, and next week we're gonna go lose 3-0. It's just the Prem.
Yeah, and that's anything can happen. We just saw Watford tie Tottenham.
So I have Lewandowski at number one, actually, just because I think that man is the nastiest striker I've ever watched play. Like as a true nine, if I ignore Ronaldo and Mbappe, that he is so good. That Spurs game, he only scored twice, I think it was. But his like build up, like just the way he as a presence on the field, the Tottenham defenders look at Lewandowski and they know that man is going to put the balls in the back of my net.
You can't give him any space.
And yeah, so they get so easily if he's not directly on the ball or shooting the ball or passing the ball, getting the assist, he affects the play so much because I was watching extended high, like just because I really enjoyed watching them get battered when I was watching it live, so I was like, all right, let me rewatch some highlights of that. But every single time Gnabry goes to score, Lewandowski, can you still hear me, Tucker?
Yes.
Yo, Tuck.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me? It said it disconnected.
Oh, really? I have you disconnected.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Well, it said I got disconnected. But anyways, Lewandowski, yeah. So watching that game, like every time Gnabry scored, he would drag at least one defender or two most of the time, pulling away the outside back and the center back. And it just left this massive gap in the center for Gnabry to just run right into.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know if it was just horrible Spurs defending, which more than likely was, but just in general, like watching Lewandowski, as you said, it's hard because of Bundesliga, but then I watch him in the Champions League and he's so good.
He is.
He has the fifth most goals scored in the Champions League in history.
He scored 5 goals in 9 minutes.
Yeah, against Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Like that. That's, like, come on.
Think about that.
He's not fast. It's not like, think about it. Like, he's not like a super pacey striker. It's not like he was just sprinting through their defense. Like, he was just running into the right position. His teammates just played the ball to them perfectly, and he was just there. He did what he had to do.
He's like an upgraded version of Harry Kane to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. But, like, faster, more agile.
Better finisher.
Like, more graceful on the ball. Better finisher, in my opinion.
And Harry Kane's really
just overall better.
Kane's better. Very good finisher as well. And he just.
But, yeah, definitely watching Lewandowski just. Even the transition from Dortmund to Bayern, like his maturity, like as a player, is just ridiculous. In the Champions League, that is a man you're gonna count on to get you goals. He's gonna do it for you.
He's won 17 team titles and 21 personal titles.
He is he has the most goals for any Polish player in the Bundesliga. Like he's just nasty. He's so good.
He is.
And it's not like that is a player that you want because it's not, hey, I'm going to put this guy in. I really hope he scores. It's not, I hope he scores. It's, when's he going to score? Like, in this game, you know? It's like, it's not if, it's when.
It's a win, yeah. And this season, he already has, I have him as having 15 goals and 11 appearances.
Yeah, same.
It's just ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. It's so, I mean, yes, Bundesliga, but a lot of that's Champions League
already. Champions League, ridiculous.
So good.
He's honestly 1.36 goals a game already.
All right, so I feel like before we get to your number one, I want to get like your top four, like your four finalists for the Champions League before we get to your number one.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on the brackets, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Okay, but just who do you like could see going to the final? That's I guess is a good idea.
Well,
we do got to wait for seeding, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan, so and obviously. You don't and I never want to bet against Liverpool because they just I would just be stupid.
You can't.
Like. Yeah. So I would say that Liverpool will probably make the final again. That's hard because I want to believe that PSG can do it somehow. And I want to say that Juve can, but I'm going to say Barcelona.
Yeah. I think if Barcelona gets their act together, they got the, I mean, because, Griezmann, Suarez, yeah, Messi, De Jong, Arthur.
They've looked pretty good so far. Since
Messi came back into the side, they went from having 7 points in the league to winning the next 4 games in a row and being like 19 or something like that. And he just, I mean, put them to the top of the Bundesliga from 7th place.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Like that quick. I mean, Messi, the absolute GOAT. Sorry, shout out to Justin Borgren, because he loves to say Ronaldo's the GOAT. And even as a United fan, Messi is the GOAT.
Yeah, Messi's the GOAT for me, too. He's the GOAT for me.
Quick shout out to Justin for that one.
If he's on the field, the game is completely different.
But for me, for Champions League, I want to say... Oh, my God. Whatever, man. If it's not Barcelona, I would want to say Juve, but I don't think they're about it. Although they've signed the consistency that they need, they've added even more depth to an already super depth squad.
De Ligt can win in the Champions League as well. We know that.
Yeah, we do know that. So my like four, I think, potential finalists, it's hard. I think it's more than four, really, because this is going to be another nuts season, just like last year.
Of course.
Because, I mean, Ajax still doing bits. You've got...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, Chelsea doing big things. Salzburg is looking like a new Ajax.
They've just got these.
I mean, they took Liverpool for a run for their money.
I don't remember the name of the guy.
Holland,
the Asian guy.
Oh no, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Hananito or something. Yananito or
since Virgil Van Dijk. Like I'm a Liverpool fan. Like I said, I'm a Liverpool supporter. But oh my goodness,
no, that kid. That's a future Liverpool player. I guarantee it. No, I promise you. Like, I guarantee. Give a couple years, he'll be at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Him.
And there'll be a YouTube video like how he became like the day that he became.
Yeah. Yep.
The day Liverpool.
Exactly.
But yeah.
All so right. if it's not Juve or Barca, I actually think Man City is going to make a semifinal run at least this year because Liverpool's going to win the league, and so Man City Pep's now going to have to focus on getting Champions League.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with Liverpool last year a little bit. Like, I mean, it came down to the final day, but we kind of could tell that Liverpool wasn't. I mean, that Man City.
You were definitely more focused on Champions League.
Yeah, and this year it's all about the league.
And that's the thing, man, that a lot of teams don't realize. Like these kids that, like, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we're gonna win the double, the treble, whatever. Like that takes ridiculous
so
mental strength, physical strength, endurance, depth, like.
For sure.
Like, I mean, it's stupid. Like, it requires so much. But when I look at Liverpool, I feel like y'all are just 2 or 3 depth signings away from winning a treble.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
We need either Origi to have an insane year and step up.
Yep.
I didn't see it against United. Like, Lallana looked good, though, yesterday.
Yes,
and so did Naby Keita. I think he came in yesterday.
That's true.
He provided
Ox
a lot
as
of
well.
Energy.
Ox was looking good.
Ox, yeah, he almost scored.
And
nice
like, strength. So you have good depth, but I think the quality of the depth needs to step up just a tiny bit more.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I agree with
definitely
that.
In wingers. Like, yeah, you got Big Shaq. Big Shaq is quality, and you got Origi now. I guess Origi playing as like a winger, but I'm just saying, like, against United, like, yeah, Origi. In the Champions League last year, what the heck? Man stepped up. He knew he doesn't get much playing time, but he takes... Yeah, no, Gini Wijnaldum right now for me is top 3 midfielders in the world.
Yeah,
or top 5 at least. Top 5.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. He's been great.
So good. But, like, yeah, I just think it's... I don't know, it's hard.
Sheffield United is still winning.
Oh, what's the score?
1-0.
Oh my God, what's the minute?
I don't even know. I think they won.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just
won. Yeah, that game would have been ages ago. That was probably a noon game. Yeah, that was 1-0 for
the time. No, I think it was a 3 o'clock game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 1-0. Full time.
Wow. That's disappointing for him. But, hey, I mean, Sheffield's good, so. All right, anyways, let's get back to the
list. Yes, sorry.
List. You're good. No, that was good discussion.
Tangents.
It's just like, I don't want to lose it.
No, you're okay, good. My number two is Suarez. We already talked about that. My number one is Lewandowski. It's your number one. That's
all right. My number one is Sergio Aguero.
Yep.
So
I struggle to agree with it, but I can see it.
Let me give a few stats.
All right.
533 appearances in his career, 311 goals, 89 assists. He's got a 0.58 goals to game ratio and a 0.17 assists to game ratio. But he has won 16 team trophies, and I only have him as winning one individual award. Like that's probably just a major award. I'm sure he's won many.
Yeah, I think he's won. I think he's won more than one Golden Shoe, hasn't he?
I would think that too. I would think that. But
I thought he won the Golden Boot in the Prem like twice.
He won it in 14-15. That's what I have him as.
Oh,
the Golden Boot winner in 14-15. But I feel like that there's got to be at least more than that. But
he's been player of the year of the Prem and stuff a couple of times, though.
Yeah,
I think so. He's probably got a couple more accolades in there.
Right now he's in first, so for 2019-20. So
well, there you go.
I have him as my number one. I wish I could see more from him and from Argentina because it would
Argentina,
be
man.
So
that's
sick.
Just
it would just be so sick to see him and Messi just killing it.
Well, that's the thing when you look at Argentina is you have this ridiculous attacking talent.
Yeah.
Just this plethora,
insane.
Honestly. There's so much. You can just go through this. Like Argentina probably has at least 40 solid midfield to attacking players that they could choose from.
Yeah.
But then you go to defense. And it's like, yeah, you got Otamendi. You have Tagliafico. But that's like hasn't ever played really for Argentina. I think he just got his first couple of caps. And then, like, okay, who do you have at right back now? Still Zabaleta?
Yeah.
And then their other center back, who is that right now? Garay?
I don't even know.
like
their back line is
that's
a problem.
But at the same time, you would think with such amazing depth and quality everywhere else, you could still do something. Like, you can score more than other teams.
Exactly. It's 10-9 or something. You can win.
Yeah, like, come on.
Like, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I just never understood why Argentina struggles to meld so much. Like, there's just no bonding there. Like, yeah, Messi and Aguero have, like, a great relationship, but, like, there's just,
Aguero hardly plays.
Yeah.
They put Higuain over Aguero.
I mean, and then, like, Dybala barely plays.
Yeah. It's, like,
it's the coaching. It's really,
It is. I think, like, if you think about it, it's, like, how do you not win with that team? You kind of have to look at the coaching a little bit, because that team last year could have gone farther than they did.
Oh, yeah.
They barely made it to the round of 16. Like, barely above Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria should have. Honestly, in my opinion, Nigeria deserved it more.
They were probably the better team, yeah. But Messi just did his thing.
Yep, Messi. Messi shows that Messi's the GOAT. That's all that was. But now,
2014 was their year.
I know. I just struggle because, like, well, that's the reason Messi retired. He literally said the coaching staff is just horrid. Like, that was basically, like, to paraphrase Messi. Like,
I could win a World Cup with that team.
Yeah.
just
like,
yeah,
y'all
right
do your, yeah, just do your
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Messi.
Play in your natural positions. Sports. Have a great time. Aguero, Dybala, Messi. Like, you just be having a nice Di Maria. Like, just come on,
ridiculous.
Man.
Ridiculous.
It's yeah. But all right, man. I think our list went pretty well.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting that we were super similar, but slightly off.
It's like flip, like a few places are flipped. I think that afterwards, would you change anything? Would you change anything with your list at all?
Well, okay. Oh, we kind of. So if I look where I would put Mbappe and Cristiano Ronaldo in, I think I would put them Ronaldo, like, in his current form as a 9, if we just look at current seasons, he has to be number 2 for me.
Yeah.
But that's so hard because then with Mbappe, with, like, destroying Pele's record and all this other stuff, I mean, won a freaking World Cup at what, 18 or 19?
I just feel like he has still a lot to prove, though. I just think he has so much.
He is in Liga. Come to Man United, Mbappe. I know you're going to listen to this beautiful podcast, and just come to United. Prove yourself in the Prem. Go show him what you're about, please. We could use it a lot.
Man United will somehow make him bad.
It would be like Rashford. Like, Rashford showed so much potential. And then give it 2 or 3 years, he's down the road having a pint before the game. He comes onto the field and he's like, oh, Marcus Rashford, I gotta run a little bit. Just doesn't do anything.
First day, he'll walk into Man United and Rashford will be like, hey man, you wanna be friends? And then it just goes downhill.
It's just downhill.
They'll just teach him how to not be a good player.
Can Pogba just be Agent Pogba or whatever again and just get us another, like, make us waste another 200 mil and then
Pogba.
Ruin it? Oh, dude, he's probably going back, to be honest.
Yeah. But my list, I would... Even without adding Ronaldo and Mbappe, which I will do in a second, but even without adding them, I think I would switch Aguero and Lewandowski at the end of the day because, I mean... It's just
Lewandowski, man.
Because for me, the problem before was the fact that he plays in the Bundesliga. But like you said, in the Champions League, he's just so consistent as well, and he shows that he's good enough to be elite.
I always wanted Lewandowski at United just because he reminds me so much of Robin van Persie or Ruud van Nistelrooy. That man, that is a classic number nine. You know, he after a long, hard day at work, he goes home, he has his giant pint of Oktoberfest beer, and he has a good old cigar, and he's a classic man, and he's and his, you know, Lederhosen or whatever they're called, he's having a good time. Like, that man, that's your nine. He's not posting all over social media with his new haircuts. Like, he's just a classic hardworking man. Like, that's a blue collar guy. Like, come on.
So I would put Lewandowski at one, and I would put Ronaldo at two, and then Aguero at three, Suarez at four, and Mbappe at five. And the only reason I think Mbappe's the second most talented person on that list behind Ronaldo, of course, and maybe even the most talented. We don't know yet, but just the reason that I have him at five is because he is like
tentative. 20. Yeah, it's tentative.
Yeah, so he's proved himself for like he's really played like 4 years, four full years.
Well, not even. I mean, it's been what? Monaco was.
I think he's played four because he played 13 games in his first season at Monaco. And then he played like two more seasons at Monaco. And then he played, I think he's on like his third or second season at
PSG.
So like, he's played a couple seasons, but he hasn't really.
Yeah, he's still so young. He's still so young.
I hate to hold against him, but you just have to when you think about like Lewandowski and players that have played. Sergio Aguero and Ronaldo, all these guys.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. I do think he's going to be one of those cases where it's not a case of overhype. Like, I do think he's about it.
I agree with that, too. I wish I could see more from PSG because they could just leave. So exciting.
Like, PSG this year may actually, like, destroy the Champions League because that Real Madrid-PSG game was stupid.
That's what I was saying earlier, too, when I said
and they did not even have... Like, Neymar, Cavani, or Mbappe in. And they beat Real Madrid. Like, come on.
They're ridiculous.
That was their true front three and they weren't even playing.
They have such potential to be such an exciting team.
Like, they really should destroy it. And they just don't. But, if PSG doesn't win the Champions League this year, Neymar and Mbappe are leaving.
Definitely Neymar.
And I think Mbappe is going to try. And I don't think he'll come to United. I think he'll go to City, and it's going to be the most depressing day in every single football fan's life. And we're all going to cry.
You're calling it, huh? You're just going for it right now.
I'm
just
full send calling for it. Like,
Mbappe to Ajax.
Yep. He's going to take him to win their Champions League because he couldn't do it with a... Couldn't do it with PSG, but he'll do it with Ajax.
Well, man, I think we pretty much covered it all.
All right, brother. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. This has been Johnny Miller and Tucker Leveroni on the Tucker's Corner podcast, episode 2 of the podcast. Johnny, I just cannot thank you enough for being here. You provided insanely good insight, and I'm just really happy to be able to talk about this great game with you, and it's been awesome.
course, man. It's honestly my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for sticking around this far in the episode. If you enjoyed the second episode of Tucker's Corner Podcast, please feel free to share it with friends and family. For the next episode, I will be recording with my good buddy, Zach Nipper, as we will be talking about the top five left backs in the world. I hope to see you then, and I hope you guys have a great day.